When sharing the wealth isn't socialism. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is, the feel-good story of the day. Last November, Leonard Abbas Jr., the CEO of City National Bank Shares in Miami, sold control of his bank. He collected $927 million, and now it's come out what he did with that windfall. He took $60 million of it and shared it with the bank's staff, all 399 of them, plus 72 former employees. For some of them, the bonus was more than $100,000. Mr. Abbas didn't hold a news conference at the time, but something like this couldn't remain secret forever, and the Miami Herald finally found out, and they asked him why. And he said, quote, "If the bank president doesn't come to work, it's not a big deal. But if the tellers don't show up, it's a serious problem." And, quote, "I sure as heck don't need the money." So even though he lives on an estate formerly owned by Sylvester Stallone, his employees seem to feel no class envy whatsoever. It reminds us that for all the complaints about how overregulated America has become, you are still free to do the right thing all on your own. You don't have to wait for legislation. The billion-dollar bonus barons on Wall Street were free to share. Heck, anybody with money is free to spread the wealth, and nobody would call it socialism. CEOs would be loved. People would carry pictures of them in their wallets next to the kids. Nobody would dream of forcing a banker to answer questions from Barney Frank. The idea of regulating corporations would be laughed off the national agenda. It's a great story, isn't it? In fact, that's the most telling thing about it, that doing the right thing is considered news. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.